The stars have realigned in the galaxy. We're talking soccer here, not astronomy. David Beckham has returned to the LA Galaxy Pro Soccer team after a stint with top Italian team AC Milan. Beckham is one of soccer's better players and its biggest star. But his past couple years with the Galaxy have produced losing seasons, hurt feelings, and now a tell-all book. It describes Beckham as a poor captain. NPR's Mike Pesca watched the Galaxy defeat the New York Red Bulls last night in New Jersey, and he sent this report.
Being a fan of David Beckham seems easy enough. He's a good to great player, a household name, self-effacing, a hard worker, and a winner. Perhaps the only hidden cost is the amount of closet space you have to devote to his many jerseys. There's Manchester United, Team England, Real Madrid, AC Milan. Last night, he redonned the LA Galaxy jersey in front of a sparsely populated Giant Stadium crowd. Each year, the Galaxy comes east to face the Red Bulls, and Vito Petrozelli has been in the stands for each of Beckham's appearances.
3 years ago, we had the entire stadium, every seat filled. 2 years ago, very nice crowd, but first two levels, a sprinkling up top. This year, we'd be pretty lucky to say that the entire first level is filled.
Part of the explanation for the diminished excitement is that the home team is dreadful, as proved by last night's 3-0 halftime deficit, which Beckham had little to do with. But part of the explanation for the poor attendance is that the Beckham experiment hasn't gone so luminously for the Galaxy, or arguably for the league. The Beckham Experiment is the title of a new book by Grant Wall, in which he documents what happens when a star who earns $50 million a year, including endorsements, mixes with teammates who eagerly await double coupon days at the Stop and Shop.
You have this Armani world of Beckham coming together with this Walmart world of MLS. And Beckham's temperament over the years suggested that he would be a good teammate, that he would find a way to connect with these guys, even though their skills might not have been that great and their fame was non-existent compared to his.
While his teammates were happy to have their road accommodations upgraded from the Secaucus Sheraton to the Waldorf Astoria, the higher thread count did not translate to more wins. The Galaxy went 3 months without a victory. The failure seemed especially hard on Landon Donovan. Before David Beckham's arrival, Donovan was the Galaxy's captain, biggest star, and best player. After Beckham, only the last of those superlatives held true, says Grant Wall.
I think he became very frustrated in the second half of 2008 that Beckham's effort surprisingly lagged on the field and that Beckham, he thought, checked out on the team and wasn't committed to the team during that
Donovan
time.
Donovan let his feelings be known through Wall's book. Beckham criticized Donovan's openness as unprofessional. Before last night's game, they swore they had patched things up. One game is not a referendum. One game against the Red Bulls, even less so. But last night, Beckham played well enough, and Donovan scored a goal and assisted on another. In the post-game press conference, Beckham embraced Donovan with words, just as he had embraced him on the field after his goal.
When Landon's in the form that he has been, you know, you just give players like that the ball. And when you give them the ball, you know, they do what they can do and show how good they are. And, you know, Landon did that tonight.
Beckham, having delivered a beautiful crossing pass, was rewarded as Donovan rocketed the compliment home.
He understands how to play the game. He knows how I play, and he can make all the plays that I need to get the ball in a good spot, so it's easy.
Easy hasn't been an apt word to describe the Beckham experiment thus far, but with the Galaxy sitting in third place, a new chapter just might be in the offing. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.